Yeah. Well, and the constitutions of the Knights of Malta forbid them from receiving funds that are dirty.
Wow.
And that's why that was such a huge controversy.
Interesting.
And, yeah, and when you look at Von Boeselager and his legacy, I mean, his, I think it was his father, was involved with Operation Valkyrie, the assassination attempt on Adolf Hitler.
Oh, von Stauffenberg.
Von Yeah.
A hero, a Catholic hero, von Stauffenberg.
Yep. So, you know, the connections with World War II and Nazi Germany and all that, I mean, it makes for an incredibly intriguing novel, you know?
It does. You ought to write it.
Oh, boy. I'll put it on my list.
Yeah. All right, before you go, and happy birthday again. Everyone wish Mr. Hitchburn happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Two things. We're not going to talk about this now. We'll have to do it next week, but we really should follow up on, and our other friends in media should follow up on this, and do not relent on this, because I think if it has impact on laity, we'll take it. The cowardly lion cardinal has not gotten away with his cowardice. Speaking, of course, of Timothy Cardinal Dolan. You can't swing a dead cat now. And even in the lukewarm ninny Catholic publications, they're publishing pieces from people that are going like, okay, why aren't our prelates in New Tenochtitlan, why aren't they acting against the 39 members of the assembly that claim to be Catholics that voted for the infanticide bill and the alleged Catholic that signed it, Andrew Cuomo Quattle, as I call him. Dolan is not, he's not winning any converts for sure. And he's not, he hasn't placated or pacified the laity who are, and look, the carcasses haven't started stacking up yet. Where do the babies start dying? They haven't started the killing yet. They're going to. Well, where did the killing start? So that's one thing that we need to keep the pressure on, and we need to continue to study. Now, yesterday on this show, I had the great blessing to have Hugh Owen and Robertson Jenness at the same time.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes.
Oh, I wish I tuned in. That sounds awesome.
This is a murderer's row against the, believing in the creation narrative of Genesis. That's like Burger King. You know, you can have it your way. You don't have to. And as Hugh pointed out, you most certainly do. I'll share the digital media, the audio with you. But Hugh's and Robert's narrative on Genesis, on antediluvian and post-diluvian, fit right in with your story of why Noah got drunk.
Oh, okay.
I mean, precisely.
Did you tell them about the theory
I didn't get a chance to, but we resolved to come back because we didn't even get into the fossil record and the sedimentary layers and all the science that St. Genis wanted to get in. We primarily dealt with Father Paul Robinson's book, The Realist Guide to Science and Religion, and what Father Robinson had said about the Kolbe Center and about Robertson Jenness and the journey to the center of the universe and those things. But anyone that missed it, let me just say to you, if you want to learn about the four final things, if you want to learn about the faith, anyone that heard that would have to at the least be intrigued just because of the way that Hugh and Robert put it. Now, anyone that was of the faith, that was lukewarm, is probably right now trying to find a priest to go confess to. It was that profound. This is what we need to be doing, folks. And, you know, and we did it in a setting that people are familiar with. They're familiar with radio shows. They're familiar with talk radio. They're also familiar with TV shows. And I think when you're doing with TV shows, you know, you have to do the video element of it. You've got to give the illustrations and what have you. You've got to flesh it out. But the point being, there is an awful lot to this kind that needs to be done and said an awful lot more for this kind of a if you so what would you call this? Are we being disciples or apostles? We're being disciples. If we're preaching, if we're proselytizing, are we an apostolate or a discipleship? Whichever it is, we need to be it. And we all need to be it. So we all need to learn it. I'm sitting there listening and going like, man, these two just good grief. I learned and kept learning and was learning. And it's exciting. Now, just think about today's your birthday. You're born on the feast day of St. Agatha.
Yeah.
What a great story to be able to tell your kids.
We were talking about the early Christian martyrs last night. This priest that came over to visit with us and everything else. We were just recalling various stories, and I said, you know, I did a podcast a couple of years ago about three early virgin martyrs, and I talked about Saint Cecilia, Saint Lucy, and Saint Barbara, and I said all of these saints they represent the church. They are signs or not signs. sorry, I've had one
types.
Cup of coffee this
types.
Morning. My brain's already falling apart.
Types.
Types.
Yes, types.
That's
right?
What I was looking for.
Yeah.
So they're types of the church, and when you look at Saint Lucy, okay. She's not just a type of the church. Look at the way that she died and the torture that she endured. She's usually depicted with her eyes on a platter. Why? She was blinded. She was blinded, and then they tried killing her a number of ways. They couldn't, but they did cut off her head. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So she died by decapitation. Saint Barbara, they tried killing her a number of ways. They tortured her, couldn't kill her, but they did cut off her breast. So usually she's depicted with her breasts on a platter. And finally, they were able to kill her by cutting off her head. Now, the interesting thing is that her breasts were restored by St. Peter.
Yes.
Miraculously. And then you've got, was it St. Cecilia, the one that I can't remember? Oh, no, it was St. Agnes was the other one I mentioned, and how... she died by having her head cut off, but she was tortured horribly in several different ways. But she had she's most known for having her garments torn off her body, and her hair miraculously grew to cover her shame. Okay, and so what do these types mean? And if you look at the way that they died, if you look at the tortures that they endured, as types of the church, the only way that they die is if they're decapitated.
Yeah, you always have to cut the head off.
Yeah, always have to cut off the head. But what does that mean for the church? The church, in undergoing her own passion, will be separated from the head. How is the church separated from the head? Who's the head? The Pope. And what is the aim of these Freemasons, of these infiltrators into the church, these people that are trying to disgrace and discredit the papacy? What are they doing? You know, they're looking for a synodal church. And as their search for a synodal church increases, the power and the efficacy of the papacy decreases. And they are trying desperately to make the papacy irrelevant. It's a form of decapitation.
Wow.
And so then, think about the tortures that they endured. St. Lucy was blinded. Well, right now, I think we can very clearly see that the church is blinded. The church everything is in darkness, and we are in a state of horrible confusion. St. Barbara had her breasts removed. Now, what are breasts? They feed children.
They feed children.
They give sustenance. And so now the church is in a state where she's not able to provide sustenance to her children, or at least not enough. But that will be restored by whom? by Peter. And so I think that the sustenance that we're looking for is going to also be restored by Peter, by the papacy. Saint Agatha was stripped of her garments to shame her. And right now, I think the church is very clearly being stripped of its garments.
And shamed.
And shamed.
I said this morning I'm embarrassed sometimes. Not embarrassed because of the faith. I'm embarrassed because of the men who are leading mm-hmm. the faith. It is embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. And the do you know what the word apocalypse means?
I thought it meant fire.
It means unveiling.
Does it? Okay.
Yep. Apocalypse means unveiling. Now, who's veiled? The bride. The bride is veiled. Vestments are veiled. Things that are holy are veiled.
Yes.
And when they are unveiled, there is a revealing. And I think that the unveiling of the church, unveiling her means also showing her, showing the shame. I think that this is very clearly what we are undergoing right now.
Wow.
And
what?
So as... Hmm?
No, I was going to say, go ahead, finish.
As these types of the church, and I think a lot of it is, we can see culminated in St. Joan of Arc, who is also a type of the church, who arrayed in battle array, led her troops to victory after victory after victory. She was put on trial. And she was put on trial. What was she accused of? Heresy and immorality. Now, Joan of Arc was innocent, but she looked guilty. She looked guilty enough to the point of being excommunicated. And Joan was eventually martyred by being burned at the stake.
Burned alive.
Do you know that after she burned alive, her heart, still bleeding heart, remained untouched?
They have it somewhere, don't they?
No, it was thrown into the river.
Oh, okay. That's right. That's right. Yeah, no.
It was thrown into the river.
Yeah, I've heard that legend or that tradition that the heart was found. The heart could not be destroyed.
Now, think of that in terms of what it means to be a type for the church now. St. Joan of Arc, after she was burned alive, if the church is being burned, maybe we will have a situation where there will be a burning of the churches. But the still bleeding heart of the church will remain untouched by the flames. And I think that that's what we have to look forward to. That's what we have to prepare for.
That's not a very good birthday picture to paint, but okay.
I think it's very hopeful, though.
No, I'm kidding.
It's very hopeful because, you know, a lot of people, they get down about the suffering. But the suffering is what we should be rejoicing in the most, right? Because that's where we find our glory. That's where we find salvation. We should be rejoicing at being put on the cross because that is how we are most united with Christ.
This is worthy of being singled out, just this explanation about the Virgin Martyrs. I'm going to do that. Michael, I have to go. We will see you very soon. And happy birthday.
Thank you.
Follow Michael again, Lepanto, LEPANTO, LepantoInstitute.org.